ACC is to reassess claims for surgical mesh injury it previously declined. Almost 400 people could have their cases reassessed under new clinical guidelines, which were developed based on the latest medical evidence and understanding of mesh injuries. Catherine Hutton reports.
ACC's announcement arose from a restorative justice process last year, during which 600 mesh-injured people shared their stories through 32 online forums or an online database. It's good news for campaigners like Patricia Sullivan, who co-founded the support group Mesh Down Under. She says as of September, 377 claims dating back to 2005 were declined. Most were women. For those people, ACC is the only avenue for having their medical costs met. The other problem for mesh complications is the major symptom is pain, which until now ACC didn't consider.
It's basically a chronic inflammation occurs and with at the site of the mesh, and that can mean that the mesh can contract and it gets stiff and it gets very painful. So people can have abdominal pain, a pain at the site of the surgery, internal pain, pain on intercourse, neuropathic, terrible. It's like the worst toothache you could ever imagine.
Charlotte Kerr is a solicitor at John Miller Law and has been involved in several cases involving mesh claimants. She says there are a number of hurdles clients have to cross before ACC will accept the claim. That's before compensation can even be considered. Under ACC's treatment injury criteria, a claimant must show they suffered a physical injury as a result of treatment. For mesh, physical harm includes damage to the nerve, which must be seen, and the damaged nerve must be named.
It's incredibly difficult to identify the damaged nerve and know precisely the mechanism of injury. Our diagnostic tools and perhaps our medical science might not be able to identify microscopic damage to nerves.
She says it's then up to the ACC claimant, who's already suffering from their injuries and is perhaps unable to work, to engage doctors and pay for diagnostic tests to prove the precise nature and location of that damage, which is incredibly onerous for that claimant. Stephen Mark is the president of the Urological Society of Australia and New Zealand and operates on patients who've had complications from mesh where it involves the urinary tract. He welcomes ACC's announcement, saying expanding the claim criteria will help improve the outcomes for patients who've had complications from mesh. That includes the criteria for pain.
The new ACC document clarifies where ACC would cover pain where there was not pain present prior to surgery and no previous pain problems, and the pain was directly linked to the site and the location of the mesh with some objective evidence that there was a problem.
In a statement, ACC says under the new guidelines, where there's clear evidence of mesh erosion or extrusion, specific nerve damage, surgical error or infection caused by treatment, it's now likely to accept the claim. But while it's updated and released new guidelines for gynae claims, it's yet to release new guidelines for those who've suffered complications from hernia treatment, which mostly involves men. Patricia Sullivan is suspicious.
We want to know, when did ACC start writing these hernia guidelines and why are they assessing all mesh claims if the hernia guidelines aren't completed? When will these guidelines be published? And who, you know, who will be the hernia specialist external assessors looking at these hernia claims?
She also wants more information about what independent oversight there will be of the reassessment process and what, if any, evaluations will be published. She says for a group that has fought for so long, transparency is important. They don't want a rubber stamping, box ticking exercise.
We are wanting outcomes, and the only way we will know if these outcomes are robust is if we have a report that evaluates those outcomes and if we know that there's been independent oversight of this process.
ACC says it's continuing to work with external medical experts on its guidelines for hernia mesh claims. In a statement, its Chief Customer Officer Emma Powell says,
there is no time limit for clients to take up this opportunity, and we will be monitoring requests and providing regular updates on the numbers of requests we're receiving and the outcomes of those reassessments. As that progresses, we will consider the appropriate time to collate a report on the outcomes of this process. This regular reporting will ensure the process is transparent.
Meanwhile, Patricia Sullivan expects more people to come forward as a result of today's announcement. ACC says those wanting to have a mesh claim considered should contact ACC or a medical professional. For Checkpoint, call Catherine Hutton, TNA.